Hey, everybody. Me and Micah G sit down and we discuss the battle for NFT supremacy amongst the blockchains that are active in the space right now. We talk about Ethereum and we talk about Solana's rise to prominence and what we're seeing in the markets across all fronts. As usual, this content is sponsored by FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code THENIFTY on your FTX mobile app. In this video, we are discussing the battle for NFT supremacy between Ethereum and Solana. There's been a recent increase in interest of the Solana blockchain for NFTs. We're going to dive right into it. I'm here with Micah G. As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We're not financial advisors. The NFT space is insanely risky, so always do your own research and make sure that you hit the like button, smash the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast, buy our NFT if you enjoy the daily content. Micah, what's going on, amigo?
Pio, I can't believe the two of us without Easy Eats even being here about to talk about Solana in depth, but that is where we find the market right now. Yesterday was a weird one. Basically, half the projects on Ethereum were just flipped versions of Solana. So that's where we find ourselves right now is Ethereum creators, for whatever reason, almost nothing has come out that is a unique Ethereum concept. So it definitely gets me and probably a lot of other people thinking about whether or not we're going to suddenly buy a whole bunch of Solana. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm thinking it too, man. And, it's probably shouldn't even be allowed, for us to be talking about this without Easy Eats, but we are. So if you look at the volume OpenSea of projects right here in the top seven, three out of the top seven are Solana projects, which I think is pretty crazy. You know, what are your thoughts on this? Like, when did you kind of start to see like an increase in interest on Solana and just, you know, what are you thinking about here?
So I went over to Solana a little bit relatively early on. I was actually playing around with a lot of different blockchains, just realizing that like money can travel anywhere with NFTs. Like as long as there's some sort of market there, you can create NFTs in any ecosystem. I even had NFTs on Stax at one point. So I was just like playing around with putting stuff in different ecosystems. Did that with like DeFi Kingdoms, RIP to them. And that price.
Well, but, I don't know if they're dead. They're just their price is in the gutter.
Yeah, it's going pretty rough. But yeah, so I started playing around with this, just trying to like diversify from Ethereum NFTs, because one of the worst things you can do is get stuck on what currently is, and then you can miss out on the actual opportunities. Happens to Punks owners when they don't get
interested. They didn't buy
Club. Yeah, so I'm not so stuck on Ethereum. Like I will transact NFTs on whatever blockchain the money is going towards. And so I've had this thought for a while, but again, Solana was still, you know, it was too fast for me. It was too, you know, like I didn't have the time to do the sort of day trading that Easy Eats does. But it's always been at the back of my mind. I recently bought Steppen shoes.
Yeah.
So I played around a little bit with Steppen shoes just because that seemed kind of fun and gamified. But even as I've played around with like trying to learn NFTs and play around with making gamified NFTs, once you look at it, like Ethereum can't handle games. Like you're not doing any large transactions on Ethereum. Cool Cats kind of proved that, right? Them trying to make a game and actually transact on some sort of weird, you know, Frankenstein version of transactions that weren't really Ethereum transact. Like there's just all sorts of stuff that does not work on Ethereum. So when we're looking at like, if the money goes away from Ethereum, is there any reason why we build stuff and think of Ethereum as being good other than the fact that it's just where the money is right now, right? Like if all the money's in Solana, that is where people will release their NFTs at. And so that thought has kind of got me like, you know, I'm ready for this to happen. And if all those people do go over to Solana, you'll see a lot of projects that say like, that's where I'm going to be now. You know, there's you're just trying to get to where the buyers are. And if suddenly people are buying NFTs on Solana, I don't think a lot of that, like, well, Ethereum is the top, you know, secure place to go. I don't think that holds up when you're just talking about selling NFTs. So if the money goes over there, I don't see how it comes back if the best that Ethereum is doing right now is a flipped version of OK Bears. Like,
Well, I think that that's a very specific thing. Okay, so we'll talk about not okay bears and the current engagement farming efforts that are being made on Twitter Spaces by other Twitter Spaces hosts that we'll probably go ahead and make fun of later this evening. There's a little sneak peek to what we might be doing on Twitter this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But look, so the way I think about Ethereum versus Solana in the NFT space right now is actually similar to the way that I think about Bitcoin versus Ethereum when it comes to money, is that, you know, Bitcoin is like the proper money, right? It's the most robust, the most decentralized blockchain, the most secure blockchain. No one person can control it. It's impossible to change it, this, that, and the other thing. When you look at Ethereum as money, it doesn't make sense that way, right? You're not going to have money be controlled by a 26-year-old kid named Vitalik Buterin and a team of software engineers, where someone might snipe the most valuable Ethereum software engineer and it has a measurable impact on the network or something like that, right? So that's one thing, right? That's the first step. That's Bitcoin versus Ethereum for money. If you frame things as Ethereum versus Solana for NFTs, Ethereum is like the Bitcoin in that scenario, where Ethereum is the properly decentralized chain. It operates in a way that makes sense for NFTs, where it takes like 35 to 45 seconds to confirm a transaction when you're buying an NFT. You can send money to somebody else in like 25 seconds, right? That's not something that happens with Bitcoin. You know, a lot of the flaws that Bitcoin had for like medium of exchange and everyday use were solved by Ethereum. And that actually makes it really great for NFTs. Doesn't make it good for money, but being money is a very specific thing, right? Like a Babe Ruth baseball card is not money. So when I look at Solana is like a fun game right now. Like, people love trading Solana NFTs to make money in this fun little game. It's almost like a new collectible came out, or a new like video game system came out that everybody's playing on and everybody thinks is fun. It's ultra centralized. It's basically largely, it's like owned in kind of, it's kind of owned by, you know, our sponsor FTX. Sign up at thenifty.com/FTX or with the code thenifty on your mobile phone on the FTX mobile app. But, you know, for me, I think that the sort of like ultra legit NFTs that will last forever will exist on Ethereum, because that's like the Bitcoin of the NFT space. But trading NFTs is really fun on Solana. And there's also cultural differences that are onboarding people specifically to Solana and not to Ethereum. That's the way I'm kind of thinking of it at a high level.
Yeah. And like, I agree on some cases. So I think when you talk like fine art, or you're talking about stuff that really became, you know, just incredibly valuable for what it is, great. That's awesome for Ethereum. But when you talk about like trying to make an ecosystem that gets much larger and has much larger transactions and much larger things going on, you cannot be on Ethereum. And I think like Other Side, Other Deeds is a perfect example of that, is they never should have hosted that on layer one. And you're like, what the hell are you doing hosting this on layer one? Because if you're going to make a game in Web3 and there's going to be new items and there's going to be new resources, none of that can be taking place on a layer one anyway. So I think that to some extent, if you're going to make any utility with games, it's not going to be done on Ethereum, because the stability and like the, oh, this is really safe and secure, and it's like, that doesn't matter, because you already have to trust a game developer to do something. So if you're like, oh, I need it to all be on chain and all needs to be decentralized, it's like, why are you giving this person money to create something on a promise if you don't trust them to pay the web hosting for the metadata? Or, you know, like you cannot make decentralized games entirely decentralized. There's some level of like, if you're going to make something cool and complex, there's going to have to be trust from the community. And so I think people would rather have 10-cent transaction fees than they would be like, I want this fully on Ethereum, the layer one blockchain. So I think it does diverge, and maybe Ethereum is like, you know, the old money sitting in 50 Ethereum fancy artwork. But I think when you talk like games or stuff that is like high volume transactions, if the money gets over to Solana, anyone making a cool project that they expect to have, you know, new stuff come out or airdrops, why would they not want to do it on a layer or a blockchain that is a little bit more centralized, but then doesn't require $100 to drop someone a new piece of armor? So I think like, because that came up today. There were tweets, and I think they were debunked, but there were tweets about Bored Apes or, you know, Yuga being in discussion about where they're going to make that game, because they're not going to make it on Ethereum.
Gordon came out and said that it wouldn't be, or that that wasn't true, that they had those conversations. But
you
you're
know
right.
That has to happen. Like, they're not building that on Ethereum. You're not going to be like, oh, I mined my resource. Now I just have to pay a $100 transaction fee to get my piece of wood or whatever.
No shot. 0% chance. But we're so damn early with all this stuff, man. Like, is Polygon the right place? Like, that Captain Kicks, our you know, friend, like our co-founder, he's building on Polygon. AVAX is a name that gets thrown around. Solana has functioning games right now on Magic Eden that you can play right now, where you, you know, like a mini Royale, you literally play it in browser on the exchange, right? Or excuse me, on the marketplace platform, Magic Eden. It's pretty crazy. There's 0% chance that other side will be on Ethereum. It probably will be on their own chain, right? Or like why would Yuga Labs go to like Solana? Like, how does that make sense? They already have the token. They have a bajillion dollars. Wouldn't they basically make a Solana competitor? Isn't that how it would work?
I guess the one interesting thing about Solana from a backend side is that they're using, so the backend is done in Rust, which is an actual programming language outside of blockchains. So essentially, if you just give a skilled Rust developer like, hey, you know, I want this thing to function, they don't even need to know anything about NFTs. So if you're a big, like, valuable company that just needs scaling and needs new developers, it probably is a little bit, you know, tempting to go with, hey, I can just hire some Rust developer and tell them this is what I want, and they can do it. It doesn't have to be that they learn something specific to blockchain like Solidity or so. There's benefits that I don't think they would go with Solana. I think that's like partially outside of it. But you start to see the interest in Solana when you realize that like the money for games is just going to follow to whatever blockchain ends up winning that, right? And it doesn't seem like Ethereum is going to win that. So then it's like people are going to have a hard time because you have to bridge over to, you know, like the bridging process for all of these right now is so horrible.
Oh, it's so bad.
Once you do it, then you like have money over there. I saw a Cardano project today, like just because it had a cool website. And it was like, I might have bought it, but I have no Cardano. So I'm like, I'm not going to figure that out. I don't care. So I think that's the only thing that stands between people and a chain winning is whether or not money makes it over there. And if money makes it over there, suddenly better projects start releasing there. Suddenly, right, developers get more comfortable there and they're like, no, I'm only going to work on, you know, Rust, or I already learned Rust, I'm going to build stuff here. So it's dangerous if Ethereum, like if another layer two doesn't win and suddenly the games end up on Solana, I don't think money gets pulled off of there. I think that becomes a new playground for anything gamified, anything high volume. And I'm just here to make money. So I don't care who wins, but I'm definitely going to keep track of what might win because I just want to be there earlier. I just want to be there early enough to make money. So,
do you own Solana right now?
I have 200 SOL in Steppen. So I pulled most of it out because it's not, you know, like I wanted it for the, I got way into it. I bought like 5 shoes and I was just doing like breeding and stuff. And then I like, it's definitely a Ponzi, you know, like it's not sustainable that you can make $100, you know, walking every day. So I realized that like, I would just keep one to exercise, but I needed to not hold such a big bag of it. Cause it's, you know, I want to catch something early. I'm not looking to be on the 7th rung of the pyramid scheme. I'm trying to like buy in early. So I realized that like, I already missed the boat on Steppen. Would have been so cool to have it 4 months ago. So I'm sitting on that SOL and I'm probably going to put it into a Solana wallet and just ask Easy what to buy, basically.
Well, me and Easy are launching. I mean, really, he's launching a show on Monday that I'm going to help him with. So that's 6 days from now. That's going to basically be the Solana equivalent of our morning show. So I expect to learn myself through the process of being on that show. And it's going to be pretty fascinating for me to kind of get some firsthand experience seeing how Solana people think and just how the Solana market operates. So do you, like, how do you operate, man? So you have this 200 SOL that it sounds like you specifically did for Stepin. You're potentially going to buy more Solana NFTs. Do you have AVAX, like the token? Like, do you buy other stuff? Do you hold Ethereum? Like, how do you even operate with any of this stuff?
So I kind of ended up in a weird situation because I quit my job to go into more Web3 stuff. So I had actually mostly gotten into USD just to sort of set USD aside and have that sort of covered. So I'm sitting in a weird spot right now that I'm mostly in USD and I'm trying to figure out when to go back into these things because I managed to miss a lot of dips. So for me, I'm making sure that I have a direction to go in before I would move into Ethereum. I've never been a coin trader at all. So when I have Ethereum or when I have Solana, it is specifically because I want to buy something or I want to have ammo if something gets announced. So I think I'm weird in that regard. It's like if I'm holding it, it's because I have something in mind. And just like being honest on Ethereum, I don't have anything right now that I'm like, I want to buy more of this or I want to be, you know, more. I have a mutant and I have a good piece of land. So I do like other side and I'm interested in like seeing where that goes.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of like, I'm just kind of holding, you know, like if things get cheaper, if there's true capitulation, then I'm going to be coming in swinging on all sorts of stuff. But when you're in such an accidentally good position of being in USD when everything is kind of falling, I'm going to wait until there's an actual like play before I move anything into any ecosystem. And that's the disappointing thing about yesterday was just seeing when you looked at ETH volumes, like there was nothing that you would think like, I want to move into, but you can see the appetite too. You can see the appetite for wins or for plays just based on the fact that like this Greg Loves Hats project just randomly kind of went off. Like there's so many people sitting there with gunpowder and they are just begging for a win and they're begging to like something to get behind. And if you pull up Greg, you know, Greg Loves Hats, like, that probably doesn't succeed in any other environment than when there's nothing else going on. Like there's like good vibes and everything, but like if there was an actual project, I don't know that would have taken off like it did.
As weird as it is, I like seeing bullshit pump right now on ETH because it's just like I'm happy to see anything pump, and I'm happy to see that people are still around to try to make stuff pump. And I mean, if you look, like there's a 3 ETH floor still on other side land with 1,400 ETH in 24-hour volume. So on a 100,000 piece collection. It's still like fairly healthy. Like compared to where we were at 12 months ago, we're in a very strong position. That's what Giancarlo said when he came on our show. And he's absolutely right. Like the market's in a healthy place overall when you really kind of look at it compared to last year. And more people are onboarding every day. And guess what? Solana rising to prominence is insanely good for the whole NFT space. Like you want another blockchain to be healthy and thriving. That's why I think it's so funny when the SOL people comment after the show and they say these ETH maxis, like, you know, they don't know about. So I'm just like, dude, shut up. Like, first of all, I'm like excited to potentially get into SOL a lot deeper. I'm just like an old man with this stuff. And every time I buy a SOL NFT, it pumps by like 125% within 3 days and I don't sell it. And then it just goes to zero. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I need to list stuff the moment I buy it.
You can't leave your computer when you're trading SOL NFT. Like you have to own that for the whole time you're sitting down. And it better have been sold by the time you walk away. But yeah, it's I'm kind of bullish about the fact that like when these projects are pumping, it does seem like there's gunpowder on the sidelines and people are just trying to find something to put it into. But yeah, it's just a weird spot to be in because there's going to be a project that actually comes out, but project creators right now are probably scared to release. Right. I think I at least saw one or two Twitter posts of people just being like, oh, never mind. We're going to push back our release for a couple of weeks because it is a scary market to release into. So I think it's kind of a standoff of like there's people that survive these crashes that, you know, want to deploy capital. But then no one's coming out with stuff right now. So the best thing we got was a flipped OK Bears, which is an interesting thing to talk about because like you saw it a lot on Solana. Solana would take versions of projects And that's been a thing the whole time, is like, there's these projects that are just trying to sell you the fake idea that you didn't miss out. You know, like,
right,
the entire thing you're buying is, they say, hey, I know that you missed out on apes, but look, we have some more apes here that you can pretend like you actually did buy. And so it's like, they're not selling any substance of like, this is our project. They're just selling you this like ability to pretend like you didn't miss out on this artwork. And it's a scary thing to trade, but it does have chances of just like, the entire community just wants that nostalgia of like, look, I minted an okay bear after all, you know, like, I didn't miss out. And so everyone just wants that nostalgia, and it can pump for like 12 hours. Of course, it got delisted today, but it's a weird thing to trade off of, and it's kind of like dangerous to trade into, but it's been a thing for so long that people just want to be sold the chance to buy into something that they in actuality missed out on. And a bunch of people made money just minting those. Like,
yeah, when I saw you, Wappy, and Franelations all buy those, I just like had to laugh. I was like, that's hilarious. Like, when Wappy's buying that, there's just something about that that's so funny to me. Like, Wappy's just like, yep, I'm gonna buy this bullshit not okay bears thing, and I'm gonna sell it for 2x. It's a riot. It's an absolute riot.
That's what I did. I went from like 0.08 to 0.18 and just got back out. And you feel dirty doing it, because you know deep down you shouldn't support that. Like, you shouldn't. But just knowing, like, having been there long enough, you're like, I know what it's going to do. Everyone's going to be like, is this really a thing? And then a day later, everyone's going to sober up and be like, this is not really a thing. And then it's going to crash right back down. But in the meantime, it's like, we don't have that much else going on. So, you know, we're just searching for what you can flip off of.
Yeah.
I noticed you never bothered to bring up a Greg Gloves hat. Is it too ugly for our show?
No, that felt like quasi legit. Like, so I don't know the backstory of the Greg thing. So what's it called? Is it Greg Loves Hats?
Greg Loves Hats, isn't it? Yes.
I mean, I've seen worse. Let's put it that way. I can't say I'm surprised that this thing sold out. Oh, I got to share my screen here. So like, look, people are like, really good projects aren't selling out right now. Number one, if a project doesn't sell out, I want you all to stop thinking that that's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just not a bad thing. The founders then need to work so hard to get it to sell out. And if anything, if a project sells out after like 2 or 3 months, that should be to you like a super bullish indicator that that team actually understands how to generate real volume on a project. Because when the project sells out right away, it's basically like 90%+ hype. When it starts to gain traction for months after the fact, that's what tells you that the founders are actually able to generate sales volume on an NFT. And that's the most important thing of an NFT, is the sales volume, because that's what keeps the floor price respectable. And that's the only thing, like, let's be real, that's the only thing that anybody cares about. There are things that the founding team can do that generate sales volume, and people point to those things, but all things lead to the floor price. That is the most important thing for an NFT project to be measured as successful. So this Greg Loves Hats thing, I don't know. I'm not terribly surprised that this blew up. Clearly, there was something about it that prompted people to say, yeah, I'm going to buy that thing. And whatever, it is what it is, right? We have so many examples of things that sold out and then went to near zero. And it's just part of the space. It's part of collectibles in general. Like, I know a guy that's trying to corner the market on a particular like niche comic book. And I don't know the comic book world at all. But like, my thought is that really going to work out for him? He's just buying this like deep niche comic book and buying like, I think he owns 60% of it at this point. He's a rich guy. And it's like, does he really think that that's going to work out? I feel like he's trying to make it a thing.
You know,
he's
going long. Going long.
He's going long.
That's what Chad would say.
As Nick coined, he's going long. But the bottom line is like, those people are out there. Those people are 100% out there, and people develop these theses on investment, or they just think something's funny and they have money to burn and they say, hey, fuck it, I'll buy this thing. It was fun, you know? We all bought the Burbs because it was fun. I don't think that many people really thought the Burbs were going to pop off big. Although are the Burbs doing okay? Like, how are the crypto Burbs doing right. Right now?
If you were to look at our Discord, they are doing very well because half the PFPs are still there. Yeah, they're doing all right. I sold one of them today, just like pare down a little bit.
But yeah, there's volume.
And that's the thing. That's the thing is, like, I don't think people have definitely gotten hit in terms of like stacks and what they're willing to invest in. But like, there's still people trying to find those projects. I don't want to like blame creators as a whole, right? But like, it doesn't feel like there's that much for us to, even if we want to get into something new. The only thing today seemed to be that Kara Furu 3D thing that minted. I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a Dutch auction.
So is that from the Kara Furu? By the way, I like this art, and I always have. I've always thought that the art on the Kara Furu collection was good, and I think the Ethereum.
The 3D ones look pretty sweet.
Okay. Ethereum floor Furu, price.
That one. Gotcha, Pawn.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. They do art well. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, so yeah, it looks kind of like the artifact things, but like from the front. But it mints it out. It mints it out at 0.47 ish or something for the Dutch auction. The one thing is it has 11,000 left to mint, and it's like 15 at a discount for actually, like, you know, the holders or creators. So I don't know where it goes from here, but like, you know, people were still willing to drop 0.47 ish on this project in this market. So I think there are still people that want to buy something. We're just waiting to see where it rotates to. But if people get too bored on Ethereum, I think Solana could pump even more, right? Once you get that money over there, probably not transferring it back. I don't know if you've been, is there anything else from your side that you've looked at, or that you've been like, are you just sweeping floors? Are you holding stuff?
I'm not sweeping floors right now. Look, the Kara Furu, this art is dope on Kara Furu. The first edition of Kara Furu had dope art. It pumped to north of one ETH like really quick, and I never, you know, dove deep into it, so I didn't buy it at like two ETH. I'm really surprised that it's holding that two ETH floor like firmly, you know. Apparently, this is a collaboration with Hypebeast, so that is also a big deal. If you look right here, Kara Furu x Hypebeast X Atmos avatar, which means 3D Kara Furu, apparently. This is super interesting to me, and I feel like this flies under the radar, but then you look at the sales volume. There's real sales volume on this right now. Like, I don't know if you can see it with what I'm sharing, but it's like the sales are coming in every couple of minutes. Look, this is a good project, is the vibe I'm getting. I have not done a deep dive on Kara Furu, but I haven't seen anybody call into question the quality of it. It's been holding a 2 ETH floor. I think that the art is dope. I think that this 3D art is probably some of the better 3D art that I've seen. I'm like getting interested in this thing. Hopefully we have a crazy NFT dump and I can buy into this. I'm interested in getting in on Solana. And like getting deeper on Solana and giving it like a proper chance, and also trying to identify who the real deal creators are in Solana. Because I think when you look at Solana, it's easy to kind of write it off and just say, like, you know, there's Anon teams, there's rugs all the time. But you also have to give the benefit of the doubt, and you have to appreciate that spaces mature. And, you know, a guy like Easy Eats, who I think is, you know, I mean, he's on our team, so I'm biased, but he's like one of the best spoken champions of Solana. It's a cultural difference, right? Like, I think it's totally okay on Solana to not hold any NFTs. You literally just buy and sell NFTs. That's not really a thing on Ethereum. It's cooler to like have a Bored Ape and like always have it on Ethereum. And that almost like makes me very interested in Solana too, where I can go in and I don't feel pressure to have to hold shit to be accepted by the community. That's me as like a public figure in the NFT space.
Yeah, you're just flipping. Like, you're supposed to flip, basically.
It's like okay to flip and to just like buy something and sell it within 24 hours. You're like praised. People are like, that guy's the man. He doesn't hold any NFTs at all and he just sells them. It's like, okay, that's like kind of cool. But identifying the good creators, if you don't do that, you're going to get left behind. I know Shaq has an NFT out on Sol. I know you look, there's other big names that have NFTs out on Sol. And I've been talking to people from like the sports world, for example, that have been asking me, hey, what about Solana? What's the deal with Solana? And as these things get more legitimate, you benefit from being there earlier than other people. And even though you and me, Micah, aren't Solana native at this point, you have to think that we're still early enough, right? We've been in the NFT space deep for a while. We work in the NFT space. It's our job. We're earlier than most people. If we plug into Solana right now and start learning and get our legs underneath us, we could probably do pretty good.
And I think that's interesting that you point out this idea of like, I want to find actual creators, because I am more on that side of like, I'm looking for actual long-term projects, which I think is kind of a counterplay on Solana. Like if we compare it to Easy Eats, right? He's trading 1 minute candles. So he's not looking at creators, right? It's just, do they currently have some volume that I can trade off of? So for me, I'm actually not looking to compete with Easy Eats to try to trade on 1 minute candles. For me, it's like, if we get more legitimate people over in Solana in terms of teams, I'm not as interested in those PFP projects for like short-term volume, 5 minute, you know, whatever, everyone dumps it later. I'm actually saying if we get legitimate, like this becomes the gaming space, then yeah. I think you are going to have those short-term traders that do their thing, tank a floor price, and then 2 months later, that team has a legitimate project. And if yeah. you pick it up in that downturn, I mean, it happens for every project. You have that massive hype, and then it slowly comes down. And then 3 months later, if it's a real team, they can deliver on their promises. I'm more likely to want to be that sort of person who's sweeping graveyards, like playing around on the graveyards of what all those day flippers like flipped in the first 20 minutes and it crashed back down. Like, I would like to see more legitimate teams there where I can comfortably pick up after that first wave hits and comes back down. And then when they deliver a project and all those people who, you know, day traded on that first day have to come back in, that's more what I think my part is going to be. So I'm going to be like you, I'm going to be looking for actual creators that are suddenly like, hey, Solana might become the gaming space. We should build our actual ecosystem out here. And you know, Easy might get the two ETH or the, you know, 2X on day one, but I'm going to come in on day 30 and just sweep a few and leave them. And 30 days later, if they announce an actual game with actual utility, then all of a sudden I'm going to take the 20X when every single person is like, holy shit, somebody made an actual product. I want to get back in on that. So I think I'm going to play it differently. I'm not looking to just try to day trade against Easy and people that are, you know, successful that short term stuff. I think I am going to wait for the right creators to be in there and try to pick up those projects after the hype has died down. So a little bit different, but again, on Solana, it's just easier to, it's smaller numbers, right? Where like if their most expensive project on Solana, this huge hit, is 4 to 5 Ethereum, then in terms of actual dollars, what we're playing with right now is just so much easier because it's smaller dollar amounts. So I'm not putting all my eggs into the Solana basket. Like people in the comments are saying Sol Tech is garbage. Like I don't know what's going to end up being the place that people are trading NFTs. But Solana's not looking bad right now. They have a real programming language behind them. They have, you know, legitimate stuff going on. I get it's not perfect and it goes down occasionally, but like if you can trade NFTs for money and play video games, that's kind of what we're hoping for, right? Like the most decentralized doesn't matter.
That's what you're looking for. I totally agree with you on being interested in Solana. I also love the way that you frame that, where it's like everybody sells it for the 2X, the floor dumps. That's a graveyard project. You have the opportunity to buy in when no one else was looking at it. Then they ship something and it pops. The other thing you have to keep in mind with that is the people that bought and sold it the first time, they then have a bias. As soon as they are in a project and out of it, that creates a bias in them that will make them inevitably slower to get back in. So they'll be late too when you're riding it all the way up. So no one's going to beat the person that comes in when it's in the gutter, because those other people are like, wait a minute, I already 2X'd on that. And then as it's going up, maybe they enter, maybe they dope. But the people that buy in on the graveyard shift, they're going to be the ones that really reap the benefits. Since we're talking about Solana, just want to remind everyone, sign up for FTX. It's thenifty.com/FTX, or with the code thenifty on your mobile phone. You know FTX is deeply ingrained in Solana. Stephen Curry did his Solana drop on FTX. Coachella did their Solana drop on FTX. Tom Brady, I feel like, also did something on FTX on Solana. It's a thing. Come on, man. SBF loves Solana. He bought Solana for a premium when it was like, you know, $2 or something. Easy Eats tells the story. You already know. So make sure you sign up thenifty.com/FTX. You already know. So Micah, are we going to see you buying and selling Solana NFTs? Cause just to tell everybody, you know, to give it all away for me, me and Easy starting this show on Monday that I'm going to help him with. And I'm just going to be up there listening. I'm going to be ready to fill dead air, but I'll be around and just trying to understand and observe what's really popping on Solana. And I just love the fact that I can put $1,000 into Solana. And how much is Sol right now? Is it like 20 bucks, like 40 bucks?
It's like 50 bucks. 54, like 50 I think, bucks earlier today. Yeah.
So $1,000 is what? Like almost 40 Sol?
Yeah, you can buy some stuff. I'm not buying into anything 20 that's a Sol. Blue chip. Yeah, I'm not buying into anything that's a blue chip. I'm just going to toy around with a little bit of it, see what's up, probably lose all that money to a rug or something. But yeah, just get my lumps in case this does actually take off. And in case I see a lot of other Ethereum people moving money over there. And a lot of people in the comments are talking shit about Solana. I'm not a Solana maxi. I'm not particularly concerned about the fact that it's centralized or, you know, whatever the tech is, because at the end of the day, that does not entirely matter for a large percentage of people that are collecting these NFTs, right? If you can play a game with it, you're not going to think like, oh, but the metadata is on some private API, right? You're just going to be interested in, can I play a game? And if this game takes off, can I flip this asset for more money than I started with? So although there's definitely some parts that's like, ooh, decentralization, that's great. Like a game has to be centralized to some extent. You are trusting the founders of the game. So this idea of like, oh, well, if it's not decentralized, I'm not going to invest in it. Like most people are not going to care if the game, I mean, the cool cats tried so hard to make a game on, you know, Ethereum, and we didn't raise them for that. The game was buggy. And so we basically just tanked the floor. So people just want results. I don't think that at the end of the day, if it was like, man, it's mostly hosted on our API, some of the stuff is on the blockchain, like if it works smoothly to the end user, they're not going to care. So just finding the place where there will be buying and selling of gaming NFTs, Solana looks decent for that. And that's really all that matters at this point in how early we are, right? Nothing functions super well. So yeah. So just finding the best.
And I have the Bored Ape Solana Club or whatever the hell it's called pulled up. This, I like kind of can't get behind this. It's a little bit gnarly, you know, but I guess it's going pretty well. And for people that are saying something about Micah's audio, we're going to get that worked out. This is his first week as a staff member. He's got of the Nifty. He's still a newbie. He's got a new computer. You know, we're going to get him taken care of. But anyway, great chat, Micah. Thank you for coming on. Solana, Ethereum, we're going to see what happens. All I know is that interest in NFTs, no matter the blockchain, is very, very good for the space. For the people that are Ethereum heavy, take a look at Solana. You're going to want to take a look at it. It's not going anywhere. You hear guys from the corporate world, from Silicon Valley, like the folks at the All In podcast, they're all about Solana. They like the fact that it's centralized. They like the fact that it's venture-backed. These are things that they like because it's not money, right? It's not money. It's a different tool than money, and stop trying to say that it's money. And then on the Solana side, if you're like, yo, these ETH haters, blah, 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 just appreciate that ETH people are going to inject an ass load of liquidity in your blockchain and you have a multiple month head start. So be ready to front run the Ethereum people and wreck them. Literally take my money, like wreck me. Don't go on Twitter and be like Ethereum maxis, blah, 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 coming to Solana. It's good for Solana. Okay. So Micah, any closing thoughts?
Well, only that you, I think 25 minutes from now, we'll get another Nifty special from Easy, right? So we're going to see somebody who actually knows what they're talking about with Solana, talking to somebody about Solana. So this is the more the amateur hour. I'll figure it out. It's like PO is going to get better at it too. But yeah, I'm excited to see where it goes from here. We'll see. I might lose all of it, but whatever. That's where we are in the market.
This is a Solana special, baby. You're about to get an Easy Eats interview with a Solana team after this. Thank you for watching, everybody. Sign up for FTX, thenifty.com/FTX, or with the code THENIFTY on FTX's mobile app. And we are really excited to have Micah on the staff. You can expect a video every week that has Micah. So excited about that. As well as one mastermind from Micah a month that will only be available to portal holders. So all you punks out there trying to tell me that there should be paywalled content. This is the content that we're making to expand the audience. And then the paywalled content will feature live Q&A where you can ask Micah questions. This guy made a ton of money off of World of Women. He made a ton of money off of Bored Ape and Mutant Ape Yacht Club. Apparently he's making a buttload of money walking around in some virtual shoes or whatever the hell that is with Steppen.
Sounds really sustainable.
Sounds good. Thanks for watching, everyone. We will catch you guys next time.
Later.